Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Here's hoping Reggie Bullock and James Michael McAdoo make the same smart decision as P.J. Hairston. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Really, how many of you out there expected sophomore P.J. Hairston to leave school and try to make the NBA next season? I did not say enter the NBA draft because there was no real guarantee that Hairston would have been picked in the first or second rounds this June. He is not in the first round on most mock drafts, and going in the second round guarantees you nothing. It's also a crapshoot based on the other kids coming out early and foreign players that are on NBA teams' radar. So much so that Hairston could have missed the draft completely and tried to make a team as a free agent. That's not a good alternative for someone who made a quantum leap last season and definitely proved that he has pro potential. He will benefit from another year with the Tar Heels, perhaps playing mostly at small forward, where he can work on his ball handling and driving to go with his lethal long-range game. Carolina looks to be improved next season and among the top teams in the ACC, which also means among the top teams in the country. At this recording, Reggie Bullock was also considering his status after 3 years as a Tar Heel. Bullock became a star as a junior with a breakout season, and if he stays, he will be first-team All-ACC and truly one of the shining stars in the conference, if not the country. But right now, his all-around game is not developed to be a sure-shot first-round draft pick, so he faces many of the unknowns Hairston did before his decision. James Michael McAdoo dropped from a projected lottery pick after his freshman year to a late first-rounder, largely because he went from being judged on potential to being judged on performance. McAdoo had a good year, but his lack of an inside game was exposed, and clearly he needs to get physically stronger to play forward in the pros or keep improving his outside shot to play small forward in the NBA. With more help coming at the five spot that will make UNC one of the biggest teams in the country, McAdoo can look to a junior year in which he will not only improve his own game, but help the Tar Heels become great. If the guaranteed money is there, McAdoo might opt to go. Even so, keeping two out of the three wouldn't be bad at all for Carolina. This is Archansky. See ya.